putting cost, reimbursement, FDA issues, all that aside, and just trying to look at the clinical science, for example, a patient comes to you and says, you know, cost is not an object. I want to know what's the best, how you'd be treated or what the best possible therapy might be. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a role in a non-protocol setting right now for bevacizumab in ovarian cancer?
Loaded question.
That's an easy one, right?
Yeah, right. I think that, you know, this is always going to get back to risks and benefit. We don't have any proof that it's better than our standard offerings. We've seen some exciting results, and certainly we get excited about that, talking about it with our patients. But, you know, as we mentioned about toxicities, such as problems with hypertension, the toxicities you mentioned, the catastrophic ones with bowel perforation, I don't like to use them off protocol without the clear understanding between myself and the patient about what those risks are. It really is tough to recommend something like this off therapy when there's not a full profile of toxicity that's out there yet.
How have you seen, specifically in ovarian cancer, the toxicity other than bowel perforation play out? You mentioned hypertension, proteinuria, et cetera. Is it kind of same in ovary as everything else?
Yeah, I think our experience is about the same. There are other drugs other than Bev, for which it's even more difficult. But I have had patients, for instance, on Bev who have had to go through a couple different antihypertensives just to keep them on the treatment. So that is a problem. We've seen proteinuria not to be as much of a problem as I originally thought it was going to be, but we do see it from time to time as well.
As we've just started to launch this new ovarian series, one kind of question that I've been kind of throwing out at everybody since I heard somebody early bring this up is the question of sort of some type of anti-aesthetic aspect of bevacizumab. In other words, something that goes beyond anti-tumor effect in terms of the effect on ascites, maybe having something to do with vascular, you know, impact other than anti-tumor. And I hear about some patients who have very good control in bevacizumab, and the question of, is this really just anti-tumor effect?
Oh, I think it's anti-VEGF effect. We see that all the way from the lab through the patients. In fact, there are at least three trials that either are large phase twos or phase threes that are being done with anti-VEGF type based therapies where ascites is the enrollment criteria. There's no doubt about it that it will affect ascites. And sometimes even in my patients that I've used it for control of ascites, that's been their only control. Their tumor hasn't changed much, but their ascites has gone away.